visible, everybody will see it. This invisible stuff we are talking about, some people will see it sharp and clear, and some people, they don't know it exists. It's just like that. There is no in-between. Let's go to the motherhood. I hope ladies will not be offended. But all the mothers are the same? No. There are good mothers, and they are, let's say, not very good mother. I could say, I know one bad mother. So what? Do you remember at the beginning we said we are talking about some stuff which doesn't have something in between? What's happening in between? Between the good mother and bad mother that I'm thinking about, what is the medium in between? What is it? There is none. The wave of two oceans will touch each other, but no connection at all. There is a mountain of difference over there. That's what we are talking about. When I talk about my sister, I'm talking about my sister. When I talk about Sister Teresa, this is not the same. Has nothing to do with the first one. First one is my sister, let's say it's my sibling or whatever. The second one is a state of mind which is created here, and that's what we want to talk about. The main subject here, what are we trying to do? We are trying to help you to open your eyes. And if you misinterpret it, you will be blind. How about that? Do you remember? Somebody was reading from Quran, which means to us, somebody reading the message means somebody is trying to open your eyes. He misunderstood. Then he became blind and could not go back. Could you imagine someone like that? I doubt it. Well, I doubt it because I'm sure that you're thinking about philosophy and trying to understand stuff. No, feel it, touch it. A fellow who comes here and we try to open his or her eye to the truth, to this elusive truth which is not understandable, easily could become a, a fellow who goes to the extreme to believe in nonsense of voodoo, black magic, the spells, and all that. Isn't that easy? Oh, the majority will fall there, because in this movement, like other movements, there are the danger of falling and the traps and all that, especially here. Because in other fields, if there is a trap, means a fellow from outside should try to come in and put a trap and control it to take it, right? Here, we don't need it, because the fellow traveler with me is my ego. I'm carrying that fellow, which I'm driving, because that fellow believes that he's carrying me. But I'm carrying that fellow, and that fellow knows all my moves, whatever. So he doesn't need any extra effort to understand my weak points and put a trap. And we talked about it. Is my, let's say, juhud, remember, the fellow who has self-confidence here and believes that if I want it, I have to get it myself. That's self. So he explained to us that, listen carefully, when I'm talking about something, I'm talking about other than this existence part of you, about your dream, about your imagination, about you becoming non-existence, to touch it. But whatever I want to do, I have to do it with the language you're doing. And remember, if you drop down in this path, I'll not cry for you. Because this is not a path of guarantee that everybody should go. I know that a lot of people, they cannot bow to the essence of Haq. So what? And I'm telling you this because I know that you are trying to have to hang even on my pity. It doesn't work that way. This is your life. You have to open your eyes because the universe is so beautiful. He went through the fire and the sky and the joy of traveling and the garden of roses and all that, and he didn't say it to you. He put it as a question. Remember? There was a chain of questions that until there is so and so, how this could happen? Until there is so and so, this could not happen. You say that, this is my problem. Until something in your heart starts to open up, until then, there is no really way for you to connect to this. Because this is not the flower I handed to you. This is a flower that should flourish from you, from within. Because you are that flower I'm seeking. He went for a long, long, long conversation to say, what I'm talking about is something which goes with taste. Remember that? He said, a fellow who has never ever tasted the wine could be the judge of the wine, could understand this is this, this is that. Then he went to all the different signs. That there are so many signs, but you may not get it. How many of people waking up in the morning feeling really depressed? How many of them will think that, oh, I have done something wrong, therefore I'm depressed? And how many will think that I'm depressed because that son of a gun did it to me, because that happened, because the toilet was blocked, I don't know what, you name it. Should I understand that? It's here. It comes from within. And these are the signs that you should notice. He counted the signs, you see, pages. Then we had to do it in two sessions. Remember, the paragraph is very long. It starts from 1620 something, 23, up to, I don't know, 1709 or something like that. Means at least 75 verses. Do you remember we had those three verses making a paragraph? This one is long and there was no story. Right at the beginning was this fellow did something wrong, became blind, but finished. Rumi started to talk. He made one little example to go through a lot of explanations, which, believe me, you, it's worth it to be read a couple of times to understand it. Because in the middle of the paragraph, he said, 100,000 such acts of helplessness are habitual to lovers. Means I'm counting and it's 100,000 of this, right? All of that to bring him to this story he wanted to tell us. Means he talked about, listen, I'm saying something, you're hearing something else. Let me put it this way. You are judging this teaching. Are you in a position to judge it? Even Moses is not. How come you are? This is what the problem is. Even your soul, I'm not talking about that fellow with the beards, Chartreuse and stuff. Always Moses, for me, is my spirit. Because that's the only part of me who could talk to God. And that one, even that one, doesn't get it. Remember. Because there are a lot of times that logically you are defeated, and suddenly say, but deep down in my heart, in my soul, I feel differently. There is one subject that you could never be the judge of. What was the subject?
Love.
Moses doesn't get it because that shepherd has the gift. And that gift will make him be above Moses. And when Moses judges him, he raised up again. Remember? When Moses came and said, I'm sorry, he was not the guy, the arrogant guy to accept it or don't know. I said, oof, you were the instrument, get out of here. Because even the spirit, even the breath is an instrument. Breath is here for me to return. The unity is the goal, not the breath. The soul here, bah, the loveliest part, so what? This is not the goal. They said, Moses, now I'm there. Get out of my way. This was the story prepared to explain this. And you may think, okay, I got it. First paragraph, Moses doesn't get it. Second paragraph, God came in and say, oop, you forgot about istilah. You forgot about language. You forgot about all these communication stuff which are not good enough for love. Love communicates in other special way. That was the second paragraph. Third paragraph, God told Moses a lot of stuff. Therefore, Moses was prepared and came to the shepherd to say, do whatever you please. Because when you're in love, doesn't matter. You cannot go wrong. Then the shepherd. And the breath and the bowing and all that. Story finished. Reuben said whatever he wanted. Now look at the opening of the new paragraph. Suddenly Moses has some questions. First of all, Moses, according to the story, was not in the mountain anymore. He came down to talk to the shepherd and he was not successful. Now Moses calls back the God and he wants to ask a question, a tricky question. So before questioning it, he's giving you a lot of excuses, and when he realized that he's bringing the excuse, he said, excuse me, I know I'm not supposed to question, but this question is bothering me so much. Sorry, I have to put it down. Means you have this question. This question is in you, in your silly Moses, and although you know that you're not supposed to ask it, you will. You know how? You will say, I don't believe in this, but make it clear to me. Some people will say you're bad. Oh, of course I'm not saying it. Is it this kind of game? Because this is what you do. Moses will go to the excuse that all of you have to exaggerate. What is your motivation to exaggerate? Yearning. I want it so bad. Therefore, I do it. This is the beginning of the question. Because you all do it. Who is the foul guy today? The one who is victimized to read.